college actor, what's your next step? Out of college actor, are you famous yet? Out of college actor, why are you in the doms? Out of college actor, what's your backup? We don't know. Help.
Hey.
We're here.
Here we are. It's a gloomy Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
It was 70 yesterday. Now It's like 60 and I hate it.
Yeah. At least last week my house was freezing and I thought my family was trying to just kick me out. And like, my joints are like, I'd go home and curl up in bed.
Aggressive, passive aggression.
Yeah.
So revenge.
Also, though, I realized I had a viral infection last week.
Oh!
That's what that was.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, when I was sick last week with chills and hot flashes, and then 2 days, and then after that, I got this weird thing on my skin where I was convinced I was a lizard person because I was like, this isn't normal. So I had that for 2 days, and then I went to immediate care, and they were like, oh, it's a viral infection. You just got to wait it out now. And I went, oh, good. But now I'm all better.
Oh, my God.
But that's what that was.
I went to Disney.
That's fun.
It was cool. It was very... Is this our check-in?
I think so. I think, yeah, somehow...
Today's weird, everyone. I'm gonna be honest. I'm feeling like a rain cloud, so if that's how it goes through today, that's how it is. My sister goes to school in Florida. She goes to UCF. And it was family weekend. And so my mom, my dad, me, and my little brother flew down there. I felt so bad for my little brother because he was at school. He's in school in Kentucky at UK. And so he flew from Kentucky to Chicago on Thursday. And then at 8 a.m., we had to be on a flight from Chicago to Florida. And then when we got back on Sunday night, it was Florida, Chicago. So we were there at 6. And then his plane from there to Kentucky didn't take off till like 9. And I was like, well, this poor child. But we went there and... I mean, it was nice to see her, and that campus is huge. It's, like, the biggest university in the country, which is freaking nuts.
Oh.
There was a lot of walking. It was so hot, too. I was like, I've been walking for 5 minutes. How can you live here? Like, I don't understand. There are people with sweaters on in, like, 90-degree weather. I was like, Florida. Just adapt, I guess. Because then my mom was like, oh, my God, yeah, when it's, like, 70 there, they're like, whoa. Like, but we were supposed to go to the UK football game that Saturday, but we were all like, it's really hot, there's no shade in the stadium, I don't want to watch football. And Olivia was like, why don't we just go to Disney World, because it's like maybe a half hour from her campus. And we were like, okay. So we went to Disney, and then we got some kind of deal where if we went the next day, it was like the tickets were cheaper. So we went to Magic Kingdom, and then we went to Animal Kingdom before our plane.
Nice.
It was nuts. I wore flip-flops for both days, and my feet, I don't feel them anymore. I broke them. They're invincible. I feel no pain. Oh, God.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I came home, and reality set in. And stress came back, and I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's fine. What about you, Sarah?
Tell us about yourself.
I've just been...
Besides being sick.
Yeah. I mean, I got better. Sunday was my first day. I was finally feeling better overall. I visited ISU, which was fun to see humans.
Your alma mater.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird now? We have an alma mater.
It is weird. I felt weird walking on campus because I was like, this is all normal to me. Like, this is just, I was like, this is very, very normal. But I was like, but it's also not normal because I don't belong here. So it was a very weird, like, I don't, and like, now it's the point where I'm like, I see people that I recognize. I'm like, do I
say hi?
I don't know what's going on.
It feels like there's like a separation of like two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was funny. Like, I'd run into some people and I feel like it wouldn't process in their head that I was, like, graduated. Oh, hey, Sarah. And I'm like, hello. Don't Don't mind me.
I did my time here. Please recognize that.
I'm out. I'm a new human now.
Or maybe it's like, did you have like a sense of like, you guys don't know what you're in for?
Yeah. It's so different. I just walk in, I'm like, oh man, this is so...
You're still protected. Different. You're still in the good hands.
But also, I wanted to shout out to Rachel Katz, because she said that that's what I wanted to tell you about when I brought up ISU. Rachel Katz says she listens to the episodes, so
Rachel!
We have at least two consistent listeners. Come here, Rachel. Oh,
my God. Rachel?
I hope you're thriving.
Rachel, you're so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. What a good human being.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She, like, ran up to me and was like, hey, I listened to your podcast. I was like, oh, was like, yes!
But then were you also like, tell your friends.
That's the thing is, like, I feel like, for college
students. Does anyone listen? How do we know if people are listening?
I mean, I think there's ways we could track it. But I know, like, for at least our, like, friends at school, like, it's so busy that, yeah. Like, if I was in college, I would not be listening to this. I'd be like, sorry, future Spencer,
I'd be
Sarah.
Like, the only time I ever have my headphones in is when I'm walking to class, and you know I'm bopping to some good jams. Yeah. I'm not listening to any podcasts.
Exactly. Oh, that's God. Okay.
That's fair. But thanks, yeah. Rachel! Incredible.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm doing well. I'm just being busy, working more this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What a good segue.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Last week we talked so much about Jenna Fisher and
please, Jenna,
the
please.
Actor's Life, a Survival Guide. We had a second topic that we didn't get to, which was odd jobs.
Odd jobs.
And, like, because it's hard to... It's
tough to be a god. Da-da-da. I just watched the Eldorado. So.
Oh, it's hard to be an artist and make money at the same time and do real world things that everyone else wants you to do. So. Yeah,
because acting is so inconsistent.
Yeah.
Or, like... It's more like, you go. I can't think I can
like, there are, like, stepping stones, at least as an actor, where, like, you have to get yourself out there, and the pay's not going to be great, and so that's not going to pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you don't know. We're like, if you have a part-time job or an odd job, you're like, yes, I will always work this day, I will always have money, even if it's not a lot, I'm still getting something. Yeah. With acting, you're like, will I get this job? Will I not? Who knows? And so it's like...
True. Very true. Jenna Fisher, in her book, The Actor's Life, she mentions a couple odd jobs.
I laughed at some of them. I'm not to judge those actors,
oh, you want me to
but
go
I
through
like
the famous people.
Not right now, oh, but like okay. She has like a legitimate list of like famous people in there who and their odd jobs that they had, and some of them I was like, I can't even imagine this. Like I can't even understand what I'm reading.
Like Hugh Jackman's a party clown.
Imagine Hugh Jackman coming to your birthday. That.
George Clooney was a shoe salesman, which I can see.
I can see that.
I can see that one.
He's so suave. He would be like, look at these perfect running shoes. Like, he would be
great. Perfect. And then you'd bring them home and be like, what the fuck are these?
Has anyone cursed George Clooney's name after buying, like, a pair of shitty shoes and been like, oh, that guy, George. Fuck.
God damn it,
and now they're
George.
Like, oh my God, that's the guy who sold me that pair of shitty shoes.
Incredible.
Oh my God.
Jenna Fisher also mentions other jobs. She says the best jobs for aspiring actors are night and weekend jobs. I
kinda
disagree. At least
let this make any sense.
For theater you need
evenings. I guess if she's talking about, like, maybe TV shows and movies, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, TV shows maybe more. But I guess that just shows the kind of actor mind I have, though, because I'm thinking at it from a theater perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no fucking way
exactly
that you could do a job like that if you're doing just theater.
Yeah, so I guess it just depends on what you want to do, and you just gotta, in the end, you gotta work around what your life you're living.
Yeah. Quick anecdote. At some point, she does say in the book, if you're doing, like, theater, that it's better to work, like, morning stuff. Like, work a coffee shop, early morning shift, something like that.
Yeah.
Or a job that you can quit very easily. Or be okay with lying to people.
True. So she mentions some jobs like a hotel desk clerk, a hotel bellman, a valet, a waiter, caterer, bartender, dog walker, tutor,
hey.
Tape logger, and babysitter.
Hey! We both have something on there. Boom.
Yeah, we do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This pillow's, like, cutting. I have a pillow. I'm squeezing a pillow, everyone. It's cutting into my neck, but it's, like, comforting at the same time.
Just a gentle choke.
It's, like, weird, but, like, I agree. Like, it's fine.
So, yeah, I mean.
Jobs.
Yeah.
We all hate them.
Yeah.
We all need them. I think we should start about talking, like, what we are doing.
Yeah.
Especially you, because you're doing more acting stuff than I am right now.
Okay.
So you probably have better sense than I do.
Okay.
Just because I got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have the actor mindset of the odd jobs right now.
Gotcha.
You know?
Well, yeah, because when I first graduated, I got a job as a dog walker, which was very convenient. I like, for dog walking, it's nice because for the company I worked for, you can find, like, dog companies, and that kind of takes care of a lot of, like, having to talk to people.
Sorry, you said dog companies, and I was thinking of, like, a dog with, like, a bow tie at a desk, like, owning the company. I know that's all you meant, but it's just what popped in my brain.
So, like, for a dog walking company, typically the company will take care of, like, talking to pet parents and, and so then basically for me, my schedule was I'd be set to work between 10 and 4 o'clock, but then each day my day, like, differed with how much I was working, and then, like, if I was free in the evenings or weekends, I could pick up shifts and earn even more money, which was nice. And I liked it a lot. I loved seeing dogs, so, like, it was, you couldn't really lose, but it was a lot of, like, for me, it was a lot of driving, which took up gas money.
And they didn't pay for your gas?
You could ask and push for it, and I know I definitely did ask, but I think they only reimbursed me once for my drive to, like, a meeting I had to go to for them at first. I don't think, they, like, never really reimbursed me while I was driving, and that's partially on my... That's partially on me, because I'm not assertive.
But also, like, if you're gonna be a company that makes people
drive
around,
yeah,
but you're not gonna take that into account,
yep,
that kind of sucks, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's because it's a lot. Like, I'd be paying for gas, like, every day, every other day.
Maybe that makes more sense in, like, a city. But I feel like, because we're out in the burbs, and things are, like, farther away.
Yeah, and they didn't, because my headquarters are in Chicago, so, like, they don't realize how far, like, I'm driving, like, 15 minutes, 20 minutes away between houses sometimes.
Gotcha.
But, like, it was very, like, it was consistent stuff where I could, like, track how much I was making and, like, budget everything, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, for me, it was losing. I didn't have much social interactions throughout the day.
And just with dogs. That
drove me nuts.
Not with humans.
But it was nice because I worked till, like, 4-ish. I'd normally get to be done by, like, 2 or 3. And then I'd be able to...
you'd have, like, the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'd have the rest of the day. So when I had rehearsal, I could go up to Chicago.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I could go up to Chicago and rehearse. I could, like, because I knew what my schedule would be. I could plan auditions and, like, be like, oh, I'll be free these times. And if I'm planning, like, weeks and ahead for an audition, I could, like, put in, I have to give the company, like, 2 weeks notice to be like, hey, can I have this day off? And then they would give me the day off so I can go audition. So, yeah, that's what I liked about the dog walking. And now I have, now I'm like a kids sports coach, recess supervisor person. I've only worked one day of that so far, but that one is also a like morning afternoon kind of gig where I'm just around kids a lot. But then I still have my evenings free. And then that one is also,
I hope we burp every episode.
Me too.
From here on out.
We do, yeah.
We've set a precedent. It has to continue.
Yes. yeah, basically for me it's just finding a job where I can rehearse in the evenings or, like, make things work and, like, shift things around in my schedule is where I'm at.
Boom.
And also making money. But right now I'm living at home, so I don't have to worry entirely like about rent
and
yet.
Stuff like that.
But as I move up to Chicago and I'll have this job, hopefully it'll be consistent enough to where I don't have to worry about it too much. But then also my yoga training, I'll get my certificate in February.
Oh, boom.
And that will hopefully also help if I teach yoga.
Yeah. I just started mine yesterday for the first time. It's just, so I, at my seasonal job, one of my managers has, like, really little kids, and she's a teacher, so she's gone for, like, most of the day. Mm-hmm. And while her kids are in school now, that it's, like, school again, she just needed somebody, because the person who normally picks up her kids from school is a nurse, and her schedule's changed for the past couple weeks. Mm. So until it changes to something else again, she just needed someone to fill in the gaps. So she was like, could you pick up my kids after school? And I don't watch them for a long time. It's like maybe 2 hours. Like, I pick them up at 2:30, and then she gets home by like 4:30.
Mm.
So it's not that long, which is nice right now just because, like, I have a lot of, like, stressors and different things that I'm dealing with right now, so, like, it's better that I don't have a lot of hours, but at the same time, I am still, like, making money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, really nervous, because, like, I used to nanny for kids, and, like, I used to be a camp counselor for kids, so I've worked with kids in the past, but, like, it's been a while,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, I don't remember how to deal with these children, like, as the children in general, but they're, yeah. like, actually, like, they're very, like, mischievous, but they're, like, super fun. Like, they're just, like, they can take care of themselves. Like, if I'm like, okay, go play, they're like, yeah, do it. Or if I'm like, okay, you gotta go do your homework, they're like, yeah. I know it's only been a day, so I'm trying not to, like, be like, ah, yes, I'm amazing at this. But, like, it was just encouraging that it wasn't, like, a stressful,
mm-hmm.
or, like, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, because, like, it's always, like, I think kind of stressful when you're taking care of someone else's kids.
Yeah.
Because you're like, and they have, like, she had, like, a list of, like, rules for me and stuff, which was, like, great. And mm-hmm. super helpful, but at the same time, I was like, okay, like, because you never know how kids are going to be, you yeah. know, they're all just so different.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it's not that bad. And it changes each week, so, like, this week I only have them, I had them yesterday, I have them say I have them tomorrow.
Mm.
And they, I picked them up from the elementary school that I went to elementary school at, so nice. I was like, perfect, I know where this is, like, this is great, like, yeah. So it's pretty chill. And it's a good, like, starter for me mm-hmm. to get back into working again.
True.
I have this great story too. So I worked, okay, so ISU has this humongous thing called the Braden Auditorium, and it's in the student center, and I was a section supervisor for them for my senior year, and it was so difficult because they had so many people,
mm-hmm.
and it was they would release the schedule for the month, and you just had to sign up as soon as you could, otherwise you wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's fucking stupid. Like, it was like, it was really stressful, especially because, like, if you're not checking all the time for, oh my god, anyway. But when you did work, it was great, because it was so, like, you were just like, here's your seat. Like, it was a really great job. But then, it was my senior year, and I was like, do I have to give them my 2 weeks? Like, they know I'm a senior. It's mm-hmm. in my thing that I'm graduating. And then I started getting emails that it was like, we're recognizing our graduating employees, like, come to this dinner. And I was like, they must know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got wrapped up in, like, graduation and moving out and stuff. So I just forgot all about it. And then, so, ISU school year just started, and I got a call from the woman in charge of the, my employee group, whatever. Yeah. She was like, hey, I was just calling because you don't have at least 14 credit hours this semester, and so you can't really, like, have this job, so we were just wondering if you were, like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't go there anymore. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I explained to her, like, oh, I was getting these emails and blah, blah. I just assumed that it was in the system. And she was like, oh, yeah, you would think, haha, like, agreeing with me, not making fun of me. But then she was like, totally get it, thanks. And I was like, oh, my God. So I just was, that was the only job I've never, like, quit from or just left. Or, like, that was the only job where I was like, bye, I just left. Yeah. I didn't tell anybody. But that was a nice job to have at school.
Yeah.
Because it worked around my rehearsal schedule, because I just signed up when I wanted to, you know? And the shifts that I did work weren't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I worked on Easter. Like, I was supposed to go home that weekend, but I was, like, not going home or whatever. And I was like, I'll just work then, because nobody's going to be here. And as a section supervisor, I just made sure that, like, people were following the rules. I made sure if, like, the ushers needed anything, I could help. If somebody had a question. And it was, like, all these, they were holding, like, a church service. So everybody already knew what was going on, because they go there every year for Easter. So it was, like, so nice. Like, it wasn't that bad. It was a pretty good gig. And again, you could sign up for whatever you wanted, which was nice.
Nice.
But, yeah, so today I have to go get those kids. And pick them up from school. Oh, my God.
Fun.
You know, so that's what I'm doing right now. And I'll change each week.
Yeah.
And I'll just let her know, like, if I'm available or not certain days. Which I also kind of appreciate, too.
Yeah.
Just because I have a lot of stuff coming up soon, and I don't know, like, what my schedule will be. So it's nice that they're, like, flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I know the mom, too. She's, like, super cool. Like, to the point where I'm, like, oh, I'm not cool enough to, like, even talk to her. But she's, like, what's up? And I'm, like, yeah. So that's how I'm doing.
Nice.
Yeah. You just have to, like, just for life in general, too, I feel like, not just for acting. Like, you just have to find a job that you don't hate. Like, that you are gonna be able to tolerate, at least. And you have to find something that, like, works for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because everyone's different.
Exactly.
And, like, your priorities may be different.
Yeah, go with your priorities. Like, for, like, as I was saying, like, I'm gonna have a lot of schedule changes, is, like, coming up soon. So being able to be, like, I'm not available this day, or I'm not available, or I am available this day, is gonna be, like, super helpful. You know? Yeah.
And, like, if you want to work a job that's like 9 to 5 or whatever, that's also cool.
Yeah, if that works for you and you like that job, why not
do what you gotta do?
Do what you gotta do. The thing too is, like, knowing your priorities in your job too. Like, if I like the people I work with but the job sucks, I will still do the job, because I like being surrounded by, like, fun people, good people. And a lot of the times, like, I've stayed at jobs because of the people I work with. You know?
Yeah.
Just because they make it a better environment. And some jobs I had where I was like, I just like this job. And the people suck, and it's fine. Like, you know? You just have to, like, figure out what's gonna work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also made, like, some posts on social media about odd jobs.
To you. Oh, I just lost it. Oh, my God.
I have it on here, too.
I literally just had it up.
If
you have it, you do it then. I don't know where it just went.
Okay. Basically, we got 2 people responded. Thank you. Oh, wait, no, 3. Who am I saying? Camille, my boyfriend, also, he is a Lyft driver. That was our first response, is he drives. He drives for Lyft, so he...
What is that like, I wonder?
Gets to... it's a lot of driving.
But they must, they have to reimburse you, right?
Yeah, you get paid.
Because it's literally just driving.
I guess, yeah, I haven't asked about gas. Remind me to ask you about gas, Camille.
Meal!
Thanks. But, yeah, he does, you, like, pick your own schedule. So, like, he does early in the morning, because that's when most business people are moving.
Oh, they're, and, like, take me to work.
Yeah, and, like, to the airport and stuff. So he does a lot of morning stuff. And then, like, that frees up his whole day.
That's nice to be done early.
Yeah.
I like that.
And, yeah, he listens to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks and stuff, because he's just driving around.
Yeah. It's so funny, some of the things that, like, Uber drivers have playing.
Yeah.
Like, I had an Uber driver who just played classical music, and I had another Uber driver who was listening to, like, a WWE podcast. Like, it was, like, like, it's just, like, so weird.
I once had... A couple weeks ago, I took an Uber. I'm so mad I forgot his name. His name started with a W. He Winston, was one of, like...
Wilbur. Wyatt.
It might be Wilbur. It's not Wilbur, though, but I want it to be. Wally? I don't know, it was a really cool name. Wendell. And basically, he was one of the first, like, Uber drivers.
What?
He'd been driving...
Since they started their business.
He was the original one. Like, he had, like, snacks on the side. And, like, he was all decked out, ready to go. It was really funny. He was the coolest.
That's really...
Yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, Lyft driving. Driving for those services are also an option. You get to, like, pick your hours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So as long as you're
I feel like that's competing. The ideal job for actors. Whether it's TV, movie, theater, the ideal job is something where you can pick your own hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you can at least, if you have a set schedule, they have, like, a good policy on, like,
exactly
asking the day off and stuff and whatnot. Cause, yeah. Like, I know some jobs will be, like, oh, well, blah, 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 we don't have enough employees, or blah, 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 you didn't tell me soon enough. Mm-hmm. But, like, if your job is, like, a good policy on that kind of thing, you'd just be like, bye.
Yeah. Very true. So, yeah. And then we have two other responses. One is from Mindy Thompson.
Mindy.
And she was an alum of ISU. She said, basically, she was working for Goodman...
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And she said, one summer she chopped wood with an axe.
Which I was like, that's amazing.
And the next summer she cleaned gay men's bars. And this is in the 70s. So 1978, 1979. She elaborated a bit.
What those were like.
Yeah. And what it was. Yeah. She was like, I can talk about more.
I feel like a lot of people work in bars or like are bartenders or stuff.
Yeah. Because
it's super late at night. So you can get auditions done in the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Very true. Yeah. She described wood chopping. It was hot in the summer. Her hands were rough and blistered and chapped after a few days.
Because we asked people to be like, did it work for you? Did it not? Did you like it? Like,
yeah.
What helps you pick your odd job? Stuff like that.
Yeah. So basically, she enjoyed wood chopping. Was hard, but she did what she had to do, and was very excited for theater season to start up again.
So she can get away from wood chopping. Totally fair.
And then she said that cleaning gay bars was the most bizarre job she ever had. So basically she'd go in at 4 a.m. every morning and have to clean the whole place by 7 a.m. And she said videos played constantly. She said some videos were music and dance, others were kinky. And she said there was an S&M version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. the Evil Queen had a torture chamber, and when happy, the dwarf... Oh, nope.
What are you saying to me? Like, what is happening?
I guess there's just weird videos playing while she was cleaning the bars.
Are you talking about porn? Or, like, this is an animated version of the movie that none of us got to see? Like, what is happening right now?
Animation. She said, animation is an amazing thing.
That's even better. I'm so happy I need this. This is amazing. Man. I can't believe that exists. Wait. I'm looking over your shoulder. As an inversion of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, both made me laugh and freaked me out. The Evil Queen had a torture chamber, and when happy, the dwarves... you guys, this is too much. Animation is an amazing thing, is how she ends it. That's so funny.
She talked about cleaning the bathrooms, which was horrendous.
Oh, I did that at my seasonal job. I have to clean the bathrooms.
That would suck. I feel like just cleaning the bathrooms at a bar would be the low of all lows of, like, bathrooms.
Well, my seasonal was nice because we just had to make sure, like, the toilet paper was stocked. We would, like, change the soap if it ran out, and we would, like, sweep.
Yeah.
And, like, if there was anything, like, somebody threw up or something, just go clean it. Because then we would have, like, a night crew who would come in and, like, super deep clean it, you know?
That's
so we just made sure, like, it was fine through the day.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine, like, doing everything.
No. She said it was well paid, though, and you can keep any money you found on the floors. That's pretty cool.
Sweet.
They served brunch on Sundays.
What?
Which she got for free. And then she'd get Bloody Marys when the boss came in the morning.
That is amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then, so thank you, Mindy, for sharing. Now that has to be, those are odd jobs. Chopping wood and...
I still can't get over that that's what they picked to play in the bar. Why an animated S&M version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves? I don't know. The 70s, man.
Oh, man. Who can say? I wonder if it's still out there.
I just don't know what I would do if I was like, it's 5 a.m., I'm sweeping floors, and that plays suddenly. I'd be like, what is going on in my life?
True.
I love it, though. That's amazing.
It is.
I feel like that'd be a good job at the same time, though, because if it pays and you're done by, like, freaking 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you have the whole day.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. Because I like having, how my job, I don't have to be anywhere till like, 2:20.
Yeah.
So I can sleep in. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Mm. True. And then our other response we got was from Eugene Seacock. Right? Yes.
I don't remember. Ooh, he went to school with us.
Yes. Eugene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And so he commented on our post and said, I've had 3 different side hustles while performing the past 6 months. They include serving...
Oh, he's an acting major, by the way.
Yes, he's an actor. They include serving, ushering for another show in the performance space, and working as a crew member for a hot air balloon company.
What?
And he says, every bit of work helps. I think he's still with the hot air balloons I just saw recently on social media.
Is there a hot air balloon company in Illinois?
No, he's in Pennsylvania. Oh, he's not in the state anymore. He's been traveling.
I like the ushering for another show in the performance space, because I feel like that's how you find, like, pretty good odd jobs, is through, like, other people.
True.
So it sounds like he must have done, like, a show there, mm-hmm. and then they, like, hired him regularly, you know? Yeah. So, like, that's how I found... I mean, I'm doing the after-school care thing because she was my boss at my other job.
That's what I've learned, is that you kind of just find jobs through people, because I have my job because my friend also works there.
Yeah.
So they just hired me.
Yeah. Well, and plus, like, you have, like, the inside scoop, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I had a job where I got my friend a job there, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is what it's going to be like, but, like, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you just, I just cracked my ankle. You really hear it through other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very true.
Yeah.
I would assume,
I feel like it's safe to say, though, if you're going to go into, like, theater, like, live theater,
mm-hmm.
it's probably better to get a job that's early in the morning, like, suck it up, do those early morning shifts, so then you have the rest of the day to, like, audition, do callbacks, have your rehearsals. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it works in, like, TV, though, or movies.
I would assume
you'd have to quit for those.
Yeah, because for at least auditions, I think they're more... in the day.
Yeah.
And so.
And they take up more time.
Yeah.
And there's more hoops to jump through with TV and movies. Like, you have to get picked up by a company. You mm-hmm. have to... And then you'll have, like, long, long-ass days of filming.
Yeah.
So I feel like for that, you would just have to have, like, a really good odd job to save money and then probably quit as soon as you got the role.
Yeah.
Which is tough. There was something that our friend Anna Gianni, though, told us once about, like, she does that thing. It's like... when a company, like, pays you to give your opinion on products.
Oh, doing, like, surveys.
Yeah, so you can either get paid in money, or she said, like, she did something for, like, I can't remember what store it was, but then that's how she got, like, some furniture in her house, is because mm-hmm. then they were like, okay, pick, like, something from a list of this, and we'll give it to you for free.
Yeah.
Like, that's another cool way to
mm-hmm.
get stuff done. Especially if you're, like, probably, like, if you're, like, in an in-between. You're like, I don't have a solid job yet. I'm not starting my acting gig yet or whatever. Like, I need a little fast cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be good.
True.
And something my brother-in-law just told me, he was like, if it's gonna make you money and it's not shady as fuck, you gotta suck it up and just do it. Like, you gotta... Sometimes you gotta just do what you gotta do to pay the fucking bills, man.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also reminds me of good old Jenna Fischer when she was like, still get 110% at your regular day job. Because that's the one that's going to give you consistent money.
True.
Acting, you'll just kind of hope for the best.
Yeah. Very true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, you don't get paid a lot with acting.
No.
Or you'll get paid in a stipend, so you'll just...
Yeah.
And get paid once, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for the overall work. You don't get paid on the hour.
Yeah.
So you gotta really, like... do the thing and just, like, fucking suck it up, man.
Yeah. I know, like, when you get to, like, the higher theater companies and stuff, mm-hmm. they do have, like, rehearsals during the day. Like, that becomes your job where you do,
yeah,
like, 10 to the evening or whatever. You do...
That would make sense,
because they're, like... Stuff. But I think you do get... I hope you get paid better.
Yeah. Well, because the other thing, too, is just, like... It's probably weird to be hearing, like, if you get an acting job, you'll have to quit your day job. But, like, that's how it is sometimes. Like, you just won't have time to do both.
Yeah.
And Jenna talks about it in her book, too. Like, a lot of times she would have to be, like... She would have to, like, walk away from work and just be like, I have to be available to do this acting job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, sometimes, I don't know, you just have to be, like, it depends on your priorities, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes if your priority is I have to do this acting job, you gotta be ready to fucking quit sometimes.
Yep.
Or make shit up.
Very true.
Be like, I have a doctor's appointment. I have... She said something, I'm trying to remember what she would say, and, like, as her excuses. She was like, I got in 3 accidents, my grandpa died 4 times in a year. Like, she was, like, talking about all the stuff that she used to tell people. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I could do that. That would just stress me out.
I couldn't
lie. I'm too truthful.
Here's what I'd do. I'd be vague. I'd be like, yeah. I'm not available after this time today. Mm-hmm. Then they'd be like, why not? And I'd be like, I'm just not available.
Don't worry about it.
It's not your business. I'm not available. I don't want to talk about it.
I think also, because I know, like, at least, like, previous cast members that have talked about work and stuff, like, mm-hmm. when you're very open at work about what you want to do, like, as an actor, mm-hmm. you find places at work that support that, and they go, yeah, chase your dreams, work here, and do what you gotta do. Flexibility! Yeah, and, like, they're, like, I think it's nice to find places that are super supportive.
Yeah.
It
always scares me, though, too, because then I'm worried, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm an actor, mm-hmm. and they'll be like, shit, this person's gonna be all over the fucking place. Yep. Like, then that worries me. But I guess if you tell them they're gonna be assholes about it, why would you want
to
work
exactly.
there?
Exactly. That's what sense. I've always tried to be upfront, and so, like, some places that I've applied to this, specifically this summer, they've not understood what it means to be an actor and be, like... Like,
I will have to leave and go audition for a different job.
Like, even, like, I told them that I was in a show, and they were like, so, you have, like, rehearsals at night? I'm like, yeah, I'm just not available during these times. And then when I have a performance, some availability will open up, and some will change a little bit. And then after the show, I'll be free until I have another show. And they just didn't understand my availability changes. I'm like, it just changes. I don't know, like, I will tell you. I will keep you updated. So quick. But they just don't get it. And I'm like, okay, this is not the place.
What if you had just been like, if they were like, what's your availability? You would have been like, I'm available these times. And just didn't tell them.
That's exactly.
And then if you got further in the job, you'd be like, oh, my availability changed, so now I'm available these. Would they have even cared?
Would they have even known? I sent them, they asked me my availability, and I said, these are the times I'm available for each day. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason they wanted clarification on that, and I don't know what to tell you, like, that's just that when I'm available. And I was like, I'm in a show. And they go, oh, so it changes. I'm like, yes it changes. I'm still able to work. And they're like, how do you get 30 hours of work in a day if you're in a show? I'm like, because there's a lot of hours
30
in a
hours
day.
In a day,
that's not, or 30 hours a week.
Oh, I was like, there aren't even 30 hours in a day.
You don't do 30 hours in a day?
I'm living in a different world, apparently. I only work 2 hours a day. I would love if there was, like, some kind of online job I could do.
I've always looked for those, yeah.
I know.
They're so sketchy. Like, I know there's, like, you can teach English.
From what?
You can teach, like, English, like, online English classes to people in, like, foreign countries.
Oh.
And, like, but it's, like, you have to, like, it's, like, early time. You wake up for, like, their time zone, so, like, you might be, like, up in the middle of the night. But I know someone that, like, taught English to people in China for a while she was in school, and she'd do it, like, 4 a.m.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I also wish I was, like, financially savvy enough to just, like, put some money in stocks and just grow rich through that and nothing else. I just don't want to work. That's the hardest part. That was one of the scariest parts for me too, going back to work yesterday, was I was like, I'm just not, like, it stresses me out to no matter what job it is, or what I'm doing, I'm always like, oh, I have to, like, work now. Like, I'm stressed about it. Like, I want to do a good job. Like,
yeah.
I'm also worried about how much time it's going to take and how much money and blah, blah, blah. Like, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, once you get through that first day, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's just scary having to, like, relearn something or learn something new.
Agree. Yeah, right now I'm really, I mean, like, I've only worked one day and I was sick during that one day, so I'm trying to go back in with, like, an open mind, but, like, there was so much energy.
Yeah.
That was taken and just
exploited. Is that what you're gonna say?
It just, so there was so much energy around me that I was like, this is so much. How am I gonna do this all the time? But and just like, I also don't know how to interact with kids. Like, I forgot how to. Did I tell you this one kid approached me last week and went like, Tommy hit me with a ball, and I went, oh no, and that's all I said. And then he got distracted and ran off, thankfully, because I didn't know what to say. And I was like, after that, I was like, I didn't ask if he was okay. I didn't, like, I just went, aw, sucks.
No, I agree. Like, when I was watching kids the other day, they were, like, racing cars or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like, so-and-so won't let me have that car, even though it's on my team. And I was like, can you just trade for this round and then give it back next round? And they're like, no, I don't want them to have it at all. And I was like, well, that's not very fair. I don't know what I actually said, but I was like, okay, yeah. So then why don't neither of us? Like, you, like, it's like having to, like, especially if you have to work with people, just customer service, too.
Yeah.
Like, having to navigate social situations as part of your job is also, like, so rough.
Yeah.
It's like, when, I keep saying seasonal job, because I'm a seasonal job. It was customer interaction every day.
Yeah.
And, like, some customers were great, and then others were not. Like, there was this one time, we had, like, music playing in there, like, softly, and it was, like, also, like, really bright, and there's so many people, so it was, like, really loud. This woman came up to my window, and this was my volume. I was like, hi, how can I help you? So maybe a little louder than I normally am. But she was like, why are you shouting? And I was like, I didn't think I was shouting. And then I was like, oh, shit. She's like, okay, well, this and that. Like, she just kept, like, thinking I was yelling at her. And I was like, I'm not yelling. Like, I'm just trying to make sure you hear me. There's, like, oh, my God. Like, like, I don't know. The human mind. Like, I'm telling you, every single human being should work in customer service. They can understand how terrible people can be. Like, true. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But then there's some great people.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow.
That's what I hate, is that scary, like, first interaction of, is this going to be good or terrible? Good or bad. Get so scared.
Okay. Yeah. People are just so unpredictable and scared me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess bottom line, just find a job. Figure out what your priorities first.
Yeah.
Are you going to put acting over work? Or are you going to put work over acting? Like, where are you going to stand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if that changes. Yeah. Just be aware. And know, I think you should know where your limits are, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't keep yourself in a hostile work environment just to pay the bills. If it's hostile, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know? If somebody's treating you like shit, say something, and if they still don't do anything, just be like, I'm fucking leaving then. Mm-hmm. Fuck this. Like, don't, I don't know. Because, again, it's just your odd job until you get paid for acting or until you find your next one, you know? So if somebody's being a fucking dick, tell us, and we'll kill them for you. Not really. Just kidding. I'm just like, I'm gonna protect the little babies. Like, stop being mean to people. Like, I don't know. And just, yeah. Just because, like, if you're gonna do this acting thing, it's gonna be really fucking hard, and you gotta be ready to, I don't know, go to all those auditions, go to those callbacks, take risks. Because one of the stories she says in her book that, like, I think about all the time is how she got, like, an interview, like, a job at a grocery store, and she told them up front, she's like, I'm an actor, so there are days where I'm gonna have to leave and go to auditions. And they were like, yeah, right. And she was like, no, really. And they were like, okay, well, everybody and their mother wants to be an actor in LA, so if you actually do get an audition or a callback, we'll just deal with it then. She was like, fine. And then she got an audition, she was like, I'm going. I have to go to the audition. They were like, oh, but that's not fair, blah, blah, blah. Like, they just didn't give a shit. And she was like, I talked to you about this. Like, this is bullshit. And they were like, fine, if you go to that audition today, though, don't come back. And she was like, fine. So she fucking just left. And she didn't get the part. She didn't. Yeah. I don't even know if she got a call back. But, like, you have to know what you're putting first.
Yeah.
And just flexible hours. If you can find something that's flexible, that's the best. You know? Or pick your own schedule. That's insanely amazing. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, minimum wage? What the fuck's going on there?
It's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
I mean,
out here in the burbs, it's 8:25.
Yeah. And it hurts my heart.
It hurts me so bad. Which is why I think it's so great to stay at home first, because then you can work in Chicago and get that higher minimum wage, because it's higher there, and but then, like, have free rent and shit back home.
Yeah.
Which is so good.
Very true.
And save your money!
Yeah.
I'm really bad at that. I'm getting better at it, though.
I mean, I didn't have a job for, like, 3 weeks, but I've still been okay, and I don't know how that happened.
The only reason I'm okay is because I forgot that I had one more paycheck, and they and they paid me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was direct deposit, and I was like, oh my god, I spent so much money. And then the what my last paycheck was basically gave me back all the money I had spent since I put that job ended. That's awesome. I was like, oh, thank god.
Nice.
Oh my god, it's so stressful.
Okay, well, those are odd jobs for ya.
Let's end on a positive.
Positive.
I've done a lot of singing and yawning today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Don't apologize.
I guess my positive is that I went to Disney and I got to reconnect. I made a really sappy Instagram post about it too. Just like, we haven't been on a family vacation since I was like 10.
Mm.
So it was nice to like reconnect with like youth and like childhood memories and
yeah.
And be like, I don't give a shit if someone's gonna make fun of me, a 22-year-old woman, having a one-legged race in the pool with my siblings. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to play a game where you have to get hit in the face with a ball and that's how you gain points, that's fine. I'm gonna do it. You know?
Yes.
Like, so that was my positive this week. Also, just nice. Disney. Yeah. The magic of Disney. True. Except that fucking Peter Pan ride. Hell is sitting in the Peter Pan flight ride at Magic Kingdom. I swear to God. They even made the line longer so that it wouldn't be as crazy. They put you indoors, and it... I can't. Why? Ugh. I love that ride. The ride's okay. It's pretty good. But that line is... It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It was like an hour and a half.
Mm.
No.
Damn.
But the positive was Disney.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom. That's what I want to do. The safari ride where you get in the truck and they drive you on the reserve and you see the animals. I want to be the... chick who drives the car and is like, over here you see a lion, and this and this and this about lions and fun facts, and then you just move on. That's what I want to do.
Nice.
That's Megan. Yeah.
My positive is yesterday I did a bunch of adult stuff and I got an oil change in my car.
Woo!
And I've never done that before, so I was,
really?
I've never gotten an oil
Where
change.
Where did you go?
We went to like our car dealership.
Oh, I got an oil depot.
Ah.
It's really, they're really nice. That's where the guy asked me about my hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was super simple. And, I mean, I was reading a comic book while I was waiting for an oil change, so I don't know if that's 100% adult, but...
What comic book was it?
Captain Marvel, because the new trailer came out, and so Camille gave me his Captain Marvel book to read.
Captain Marvel!
To brush up on my knowledge of this phenomenal superhero. Pretty cool.
Perfect. I got my burping.
There we go.
All right. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on
iTunes.
Please subscribe.
Review. Thing. Comment.
Google Play. We have our email, outofcollegeactor@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Feel free to message us. And do what makes your heart sore.
Do what makes your heart sore.